This just in. It's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. Hi there, I'm Amelia Dalton, and this week, my friends, we're talking about high-reliability, high-integrity software development. So, you found yourself on a team that's building a software platform that cannot fail. I repeat, cannot fail. Well, let me bring in Quentin Osham from AdaCore. We're talking about the benefits of AdaCore's Gnat Pro software development suite, how Gnat Pro was used in the ExoMars program, and even a little bit about one of my favorite television shows of all time, 6 Feet Under. Check it out. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thank you.
So first off, for my audience who may not know, what is AdaCore all about?
So the objective of the company is to support people that develop software that we call that matters. That is typically software that have some level of criticality, or if you will, software that if it fails, will have bad consequences. So you can take a plane, you know, if there's a bug in the plane software, usually bad thing happens. There's a lot of military system in this category, and there is a growing number of system in the medical domain, in the IoT domain, in the automotive domain that is reaching this category, which is the reason why we're here at HarmTechCon, because we feel like there are a lot of people that are interested about those kind of things. So the way we address these needs, the way we serve these people, is by developing a set of tools around the language, which is called Ada. It's a language that has been developed in the 80s and it kept evolving from there. And now we are at the Ada 2012 version. So we provide a compiler, which is GCC-based. It's available as a GPL release if you want to try it out, but we also have a commercial version of it for people that need professional services. We have all, you know, the usual stuff, the IDE, the debugger, and so on and so forth. And we provide verification tools on top of that, so static analysis, structural code coverage for testing, formal proof, and so on and so forth.
So tell me about your Gnat Pro. What are the benefits of this software environment, and what does it buy me as an engineer?
Well, what's nice with Gnat Pro is that you get pretty much all the tools that you need to develop high reliable embedded software. It's the full tool. You got the compiler, you've got the tool suite, you got the IDE, and so on and so forth. And you got it for Ada and for C, because we realized that you always have a little bit of C lying around when you do embedded software, right? So basically, if you buy this message that we try to carry over, the fact that Ada is a great solution to develop high integrity or reliable software and embedded platforms, then Gnat Pro will provide pretty much everything you need to develop said software.
Okay, so I read that your Gnat Pro will be used in the ExoMars program. So tell my audience a little bit how you guys are going to Mars.
Okay, so that's an interesting question considering the news. So we did go to Mars. Apparently, we went too fast to Mars. For those that don't know that, ExoMars was two pieces. There's a piece that is supposed to orbit around the planet. And there was a piece that was supposed to be a demonstrator of Europe and Russia capacity to land on the planet, because we've never done that. The US is actually the only country that ever managed to land on the planet. And to date, it still is. We did manage to crash on the planet.
Oh, no.
So half of the mission is very successful. The other half, we don't know yet what was wrong. Was it hardware? Was it software? Was it the algorithm? And it's all being looked at. But, you know, regardless of that, the idea is that with our tools, once you send something in space, you can't fix it. It's over. So you send it, and for I don't know how many years it takes to reach Mars, and probably like 3-4 years, depending on the ellipse. For this amount of time, the probe is basically out there. It doesn't even communicate with you anymore because it saves the battery and everything. So you need to be sure that at the time you launch the software, at the time you launch the probe, it's correct. And there's various ways to do that. Of course, you need a process around it. You need tests, you need skills, and so on and so forth. But if you're using something like Ada, you're going to have a number of things that are going to be taken care of for you. For example, it's very unlikely that you'll have anything related to buffer overflow if you use Ada, because the language is built as to prevent those. So I would say that the way we help people to go to Mars is to just provide a toolset that reduces the odds of having this kind of failures. Now, I don't know what was wrong on ExoMars. It might be the case that we'll have some more interesting things to talk about then.
Okay, so at ArmTechCon this year, you guys announced the winner of your Make It with Ada competition. So tell my audience more about this competition and what entrants had to do in order to compete, and more about the winner you selected.
All right, so the winner I haven't looked at yet. So that part of the question I can't answer, but I can give you the context of this contest. Yeah. Traditionally, ADA and our technology was focusing on aerospace and defense, and there was a relatively large system running large RTOS or native system on a Linux box or Unix and so on and so forth. In the recent years, we've developed a range of products to target smaller systems, to target bare metal, ARM targets, and stuff like that. So it's important for us to demonstrate that technology can be used there. And in addition to that, one of our objectives is to increase the level of education around ADA, because I mean, there are some universities that are teaching ADA. We have a program that reaches about 200 universities. Some of those have that in the main courses. A lot of those have that ADA teaching in specialized classes or projects and things like that. So it's important for us to grow the awareness, and the Make with ADA context was a great idea. I believe, I mean, I wasn't mine, I can tell that. But I think it was a great way to kind of bring all of that together and to reach to young people, say, hey, you love this Cortex, this little target, the bare metal Cortex R, Cortex M, try to use our tool and try to do something cool with it. And something cool meaning, you know, ADA is supposed to help you building reliable software. So keep that in mind when you develop this application. So that's the context of this context. And I think that, I was amazed to see the amount of submission. I mean, we did not expect to see that many for the first issue. And I think that we're going to have a couple of other ones in the coming years.
So Quentin, we were just speaking, and I know maybe your most favorite television show of all time is one of my favorites, Six Feet Under. So what do you like about that show? And what did you think about the end? It had kind of a interesting ending to it.
I fell in love with the show in the very first episode. I mean, I love the dark humor behind it. I think it was very good. I think the actors were great. I was a fan of Dexter before, so I know the lead character was in this show, and I'm like, it took me a while to realize that was the same actor. I mean, it was so well played. And I mean, I have a bit of background in theater and drama, and I'm very sensible to characters. And I think that the character in Six Feet Under were extremely, extremely well made, and extremely, I mean, I was really hooked to the show for a long, long time. Even in the end, and I was lucky enough to start watching it after it was out. So that practically killed the month of my life when I found about it. And about the ending, I was extremely upset at it for about, I don't know, maybe a couple of hours. Yeah. And then it sunk in. And then I was really, I thought that was a great ending. I just think that this kind of, you know, this kind of perspective in the life of the characters and the way it all unfolds, and I just think it was a great one. It was a masterpiece.
I would have to agree with you as well. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Quentin. This was super cool.
All right, thanks a lot.
And hot off the presses, ladies and gentlemen, I have the winners of this year's Make It With ADA contest. The grand prize winner was Stéphane Carrez. He created an Ethernet traffic monitoring tool called the EtherScope, which can read Ethernet packets, perform real-time analysis, and can also display the results on a 480 by 272 touch panel. This EtherScope interface can also filter the results at different levels and can also report various kinds of information. Pretty cool. The second place winner, though, Jermaine Rivera, won for his framework to develop control software for the NXP Cup race car. So this development kit is a miniature car chassis coupled with an FRDM KL25Z board and a TFC shield board. Jermaine's car kit also included two DC motors for the rear wheels, a steering servo for the front wheels, and a line scan camera. The microcontroller used in this development system is an NXP Kinetis KL25Z chip with a Cortex M0 Plus core. It also included 128 kilobytes of NOR flash and 16 kilobytes of SRAM. So if you want any further information about the other winners of the Make It With ADA contest or how you can enter next year's contest, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. My fellow engineers, if you're in the high reliability, high integrity system building business, you probably already care a lot about signal integrity, right? And if you care about SI, then you probably already know that there are a lot of high-speed interfaces in today's designs that require a solid strategy for signal integrity. Maybe you care about SI, but you're not sure to where to start. Well, you should start right here with eejournal.com. In my most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled, SI, Why Do I Care?, I sit down with Matthew Burns of Samtech, and we chat all about simplifying signal integrity for your next system design. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by heading on over to YouTube, keyword, EE Journal, or by navigating on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, why yes, you can join our circle on Google Plus. And we also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword, EE Journal. Chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Just saying. By clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of December 2nd, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.